the struggle. An exhausted mom who wants to be more intentional with her time and make more time in her day and stop being stuck in the depths of feeling like she has no time to do anything. But when she has that random 10 minutes, the analysis paralysis sets in because, oh snap, there is so much to do and she doesn't even know where to start. Did I just describe you? Maybe in some sort of roundabout way? Well, hello, gorgeous mama. This episode is for you. We are going to walk through the blueprint of cultivating a habit of being a productive rock star in 7 steps. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, comparison game, and unpredictability of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will give you a simple and sustainable approach to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. Mostly just to feel like myself again. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families' priorities and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand to make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving, and finally reclaim your life in motherhood, then you're in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot. Let's overcome together. So, wow, hello December. I can't believe it. Like, Merry Christmas month. We have the most festive 3-year-old son, and he truly brings out the light of the holidays even more and even sooner around this house, and I couldn't be more grateful for him. But with that said, I want to be able to keep my ducks in a row too for him, but also for my sanity just with everything going on in the holidays. And that is why I created the Simplify Your Holidays Planner. It is your one-stop shop for all things holiday prep that includes gift lists, menu lists, calendars, checklists, gratitude list, goal setting, reflection, and so much more. Because the holidays are a lot on top of our already a lot busy schedules, right? So I want to help simplify the planning and preparation for you to be able to enjoy the holidays. So go grab your free planner in the show notes below. And shout out to you, mama. Give yourself a pat on the back. Give yourself a round of applause. Just give yourself a hug. Embrace yourself. Shout out to all moms out there. The busy, exhausted, sometimes overwhelmed moms who just never get to clock out. Being a mom is tough. We have a superpower of maintaining an endlessly busy schedule filled with late nights, early mornings, and so many moving parts. Between the overstimulation of the stay-at-home mom to the scatterbrain of the working mom, we seldom get a break. To the mom who had a rough night, to the mom who hasn't slept in a week, to the mom who feels overwhelmed by a messy house that she just can't get ahead of, to the mom who hasn't showered in days, to the mom who hasn't had a chance for herself, to the mom who feels like she is drowning in the responsibilities. I am giving you the biggest hug right now and telling you that it is okay to be in the thick of motherhood and struggle. Feel it because you can get through it. Maybe you needed that message right now, because I know that I did this past week. We all got sick once again, including my husband and I, and I was just done. I wanted my routine back. I wanted our health back. It was an entire month of snots and coughs and fevers and blisters, and my mental capacity just reached the limit. From the worry, you know, that goes through your mind when your kids are sick. Just you have just in the back of your mind, right? I don't care how sick they are. You're just like, okay, just please get better. I hope you don't get worse. When do I call the doctor, right? So to the lack of routine and energy and everything that just, it takes the good spirits with the endless pivoting, right? So solidarity, mama. We are all busy moms just trying to do our best. And this is me 4 years in saying this. 2 kids deep, 4 years in, allowing myself to cry when the truck fob would not unlock the doors, leaving a doctor's appointment the other day. Setting the panic alarm off, trying to use the manual key entry to the truck. I don't know if I've ever used it, but apparently it sets the theft alarm off. Who would have thought that using your own truck key in the correct spot, place to unlock the door would set off the theft alarm? But it continued blaring because I had to walk around the truck to put my daughter in her car seat base before I could get in the large F-350. I wasn't going to just put her on the pavement and start the truck to turn off the alarm. So now looking back, like, it was a funny sight, right? My neighbor was even inside the doctor's office. I should probably message her and see if she got a laugh at that because, it was a lot. But that was that ticking time bomb that set me off. Something so silly is what set me off because of all that buildup of emotion and all the pivoting and all the time management and productivity fails over the past month with being so off of normal routine and sick kids, which meant more Velcro childness, more overstimulation for me, and just all the things that I am sure you can relate to. And that's why I'm going to stop the story here because I know that you get it. And I'm sharing this because I get it too. Yes, I've been a mom for 4 years now, but when it came to time management and productivity as a new mom, when I was in that thick of new motherhood, fourth trimester blur, struggling through every day like what I just shared above, wondering how I could get out of that survival mode cycle every single day. I knew I could improve my time management and productivity piece of my life to simplify my life in order to live my life and feel my life a little bit more. So can we truly like actually do all the things all the time and still feel like we're not a robot? In my opinion, yes and no. We can get a lot of things done, the important things done, like big time asterisks there. We can get a lot of the important things done and still be present, still be happy, still be a fulfilled mother, but it will take some strategy, some intention, some trial and error, and some letting go. And that's where it will absolutely require perspective shifts to get us habitually living in a healthy way without sinking into those slumps of survival mode. So maximizing productivity as a mom, what a beautiful habit to adopt. Let's just like sink into that thought for a second. Like imagine yourself being a productive rock star because we're going to do it, okay? I got to preface this with a cliche line, but an important one that I want to put a perspective shift on, okay? You ready? We all have the same 24 hours in a day. The person who is busier than you, the person who is juggling more than you, the person who is where you aspire to be, they have the same 24 hours in a day that you do. I know that is a little bit of tough love, but it is a heck of a good reminder when you feel that woe's me or the excuses trying to creep in. Because we will always have the same amount of time. It's just how we use it that can make or break your definition and perception of productive. All right? This is the Balanced Mom Method after all, so there's always going to be some mindset sprinkled in here, okay? I don't care what type of episode it is. There's probably always going to be some sort of mindset. So what to do to create a habit of being a productive rock star. I have a 7-step blueprint, so let's dive in. Step one is step one in the Balanced Mom Method world. Identify, or in other terms, do a self-assessment. Ask yourself this question: why do I have to be better at managing my time? Why do I feel I am not productive? Am I burning out? Do I feel like I'm always spinning my wheels and stuck in procrastination? Do I want to start a new part-time hobby or business? Or do I just feel like I'm truly drowning in my responsibilities and I need to figure it out? Okay, you have to get to the root of where that struggle is arising because it's going to be different for all of us. And it might even be different for you in different seasons. So that's why I love the Balanced Mom Method 4-step formula, because there's no cookie cutter approach. You could use that 4-step formula at any point in your life. So step one is identify. Get to the root of where this struggle is arising. Step two is get clear so you can get productive. Keep track of what you want and what you need to do. So do you know what your priorities are? What can you let go of? What can you say no to? Do a good brain dump if it's already not a normal habit within your life or within your routine, and write it all down. Get it out of your headspace. Don't try to remember it all because you will make yourself go crazy, and there's no metaphor it, mama. There's no medal for trying to remember everything all the time. You should see my lists all over the house, okay? So take time to plan, write up your intentions. And if you're in our motherhood empowerment community, there is a reason I have us share our one intention for the week on Monday. Clarity. You have to get clear so you can get productive on what you have to do. So another brain dump, this one is more so for you, is to get a clear mind of the what, the why, and the how in your life. You can't continue in the go, go, go forever without ultimately crashing and burning, okay? So what are your goals? Do you have a vision for your year, for the next couple years? Motherhood is part of your identity, but it's not your full identity. So tune in to you and connect to you. Step 3 of this blueprint is establish better patterns, which leads me to a couple types of productivity hacks. Do you implement any of these into your day-to-day, like time blocking or batching your schedule, anchoring your habits, or another word might be making rhythms or routines within your day, the Pomodoro technique or post-it notes. There's a four-step quadrant or four-quadrant technique, I think, with post-it notes too. Or do you just brain dump and go? Maybe you write down a couple things and start your day, or maybe a combination of those things. I would love for you to go to our Motherhood Empowerment community and share which ones of those that you already implement, or one that I didn't mention here. Go share which ones you already do. Let's start a conversation and see how we can help each other. I will for sure be doing more episodes coming up that will break down these techniques more in depth. So let me know in our group also what questions you have for me. And if you're not in our group, email me at hello@naturallyempoweredliving.com or shoot me a DM on Instagram at naturallyempoweredliving, or please go join our motherhood empowerment community. We would love to have you. All those are found in the show notes below. Step 4 is find what works for you. Keep it simple and remember, you don't have to and you cannot do it all of the time. Go back to episode 1 of the Balanced Mom Method podcast of this show and listen to what those core values are of being a Balanced Mom Method mom. You do not have to do it all of the time. And I know that I said that we all have the same 24 hours in the day, but that doesn't mean that we have it all together all the time, okay? We all start at square one. We all have that starting point. Everything didn't always go according to plan to that person, you know, that you look up to. But how we do thrive and how those people do thrive within their lives is by using simple strategies, implementing simple habits, and figuring out what works for them and what doesn't. And a lot of grace in the process. So grab a hack above that maybe you aren't doing and start. Do it consistently for a couple weeks and see if it works within your life. I get it. Maybe you want to be told the black and white here, and I'll have episodes on that too. But there really isn't a cookie cutter approach here. You have to do the work in finding what works best for you in your season, in your life. This is life work. And if you want some more help walking through that, go ahead and schedule a clarity call with me. Step 5 is ditch the excuses. What is your mindset loop saying while you're listening to this episode? What are your thoughts on it, really? Like, are you like, okay, Jenna, like you're crazy. Like, how am I supposed to be able to be productive within my day? I have little ones running around. I'm a stay-at-home mom. Or I work out of the home. I don't have a second to breathe. What are your thoughts? Okay. What are your beliefs? What are your actions? What are your experiences? What is that mindset loop telling you right now? If you continue to think that you can't be productive or that you can't be productive with your kids around, you're going to start believing it. And if you're already there, that's okay. That's the beauty of the Balanced Mom Method 4-step formula of identify, audit, simplify, and implement. We want to become aware and not shove those things under the rug, okay? Don't shove those negative emotions under the rug out of embarrassment or vulnerability, or you're not sure where to start. Start with identifying, allowing those feelings to come in, okay? If you're finding yourself thinking, wow, I actually believe that I can't get anything done with my kids around, we can continue to move through that 4-step formula of the Balanced Mom Method formula of identify, audit, simplify, and implement. Step 6 of this blueprint is minimizing time-wasting activities. Stop being busy being busy. There is a big difference between busy work and life work. And this is where I truly, like full transparency, I have to check myself a lot here because I'm always moving. I seldom sit down, and sometimes I have to check if I'm just being busy Or is this moving the needle in some area of my life? And this is also where I say multitasking could be a good thing, okay? So if you are doing dishes or chores, things that do have to get done, but it's just like that busy work of your chore routine, pop in your earbuds, listen to this podcast, listen to something else that is motivational or some sort of self-improvement, or make that phone call on your commute to work, or make that commute to work your pray time. Meditate, you know, speak. You might have that time alone in your car, however long your commute time is. Wow, like that's my alone time during the day. Yeah, it's not very ideal right now in this season of my life. I would like to be at the spa or, you know, wherever you might want to be, on the couch by yourself or whatever it might be, but you need to take what you can get sometimes. And if you have a commute by yourself, utilize that time alone to connect with yourself. And step 7 is exercise, hydrate, and fuel your body, and get sleep. Your health and your mindset ultimately play a role here too. You bet there's a reason why the Balanced Mom Method online course does a complete overhaul of your mindset first, and then your health and your time management habits, because ultimately they go hand in hand. They are all together, okay? So to wrap, let's have another little heart-to-heart relatable connection moment here, because I get it. I am in the thick with you, okay? The last thing that I want to do on a Sunday night is prep for the week ahead, and I don't want to spend 10 minutes planning when I think I'm already busy enough and it's going to be a waste of time, okay? I don't feel like being disciplined all the time, but I also know that these are my life habits. These are the things that help me be more present and happy and patient, right? Hold the patience. Test it all the time. I understand. But here's the thing. You also don't have to force yourself to do something if it doesn't bring you joy. You could take that time to reset if you feel that overwhelm creeping in. This is going to take work. It's going to take work to create those disciplined habits of doing the things in order to be productive. Because if you don't take that time to reset, insert self-sabotage, the stress, that road to burnout, the resentment, the survival mode cycle that is going to continue and continue over and over, leading into that negative habitual mindset loop that's going to follow. Okay? That's not how you think it would work though, right? Me saying choose joy on a productivity episode. But the thing that we usually always look past and breeze over are the things that truly take care of us first. And that's that inner foundation. It's the inner work that we have to start within. Because so often we breeze over it because we feel we don't have the time, we don't have the energy to be productive, or we don't have the time and we don't have all these things, but we're not starting within. We're not getting to that root cause of the things first, because it all starts on the inside. Starting within with what you need, connecting to yourself, using that 4-step formula of identify, audit, simplify, implement, and then moving outward to conquer that to-do list or schedule or hurdle or whatever obstacle that you might be going through right now. And remember this episode, remember this show, come back to the show, because the constant stress and overwhelm, it does not have to be that way. We don't have to live in a constant state of rush and go, 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 and never take a second to be and just chill. I don't care how busy we are. If we want to continue to be happy or find our happiness again, you have to take intentional time for you and what you need. And also to plan. I will say that the disciplined habit of this episode, right? Planning in the sense of gathering and ironing out your thoughts, because when that overwhelm strikes, you can reflect on these 7 tips above to reel it back in and become that productive rock star that you know, I know that you can be, okay? So I have learned through my work, professional work, but then also using it on me and connecting with me and learning how I work and how I run. And after a long day or busy weekend trying to catch up on chores and changing out summer clothes for winter clothes because this weather snuck up on me, and going through baby totes and working on our house and just feeling like an absolute mess and I just want to sit down, I do. It's very hard for me to sit down, but I take that time to chill and do nothing, or to play with the kids, or to just watch TV or watch football. And then I come back recharged and I'm able to proactively prep and do the things that I need to, because my discipline is stronger. But I also know when I need that fiber to reset. This makes my nights less anxious, my mornings less hectic, and my days more intentional. So start within. Listen to you. Listen to how you feel. And then use your disciplined habits that I shared above, that 7-step blueprint, and most importantly, the 4-step balanced mom method formula to show up every single day. We got this, mama. Don't forget to snag your holiday planner to help with your productivity, your planning, and all things organization and prep for the holidays. And if you're ready to go all in into the new year, knowing you have the tools you deserve to make your motherhood, your life transformation a reality, to be ready to go into a new year refreshed and rejuvenated, to invest in yourself, knowing that a solution is waiting for you after the busyness of the holidays calm down. The Balanced Mom Method online course is your complete playbook to break free from survival mode one nap at a time. Because I know us mamas, we don't have a lot of time to add more to our plate, right? So committing 1 to 2 hours a week, you can overcome your survival mode cycle and start living your life with confidence, belief, clarity, intention, patience, and balance. With a 12-week course that completely overhauls your mindset, time management, and health in a way that is crafted to you. Because I take your hand to show you how, but you work the magic. You can start your new year with a plan for how to reclaim control of your life and motherhood. No more guilt, no more resentment, no more exhaustion, wishing you knew how to make a change. Check the show notes for the link to learn more about the Balanced Mom Method online course below to be able to go into the new year with a plan on taking back control of your time, energy, identity, and life. Until next week, mama, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough. I'm sending my love and light.
Thank you for finding this episode very well worth for farming. Please, we mama review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.